I'm talking with Dave Drennan. He's the executive director of the Missouri Dairy Association. And you guys are on the tail end of a week-long series of dairy profit seminars that you're putting on with the University of Missouri. How has the turnout been, and what has been the theme of these workshops?
Well, the theme's been is planning for strategies for financial recovery. You know, after 2009 being the worst year we've suffered in dairy in the last 25 years, and Julie, some people say 40 years, and I think the optimism amongst dairymen is better now. But we've had good attendance. We've averaged about 45 people a meeting, and participation's been good, and our support from university and the commercial ag program and allied industries just been tremendous. So we're optimistic. But the signals out there don't tell us to get too optimistic for the immediate future.
Well, yes, the USDA, NASS put out a report yesterday. What did that say?
Well, when you look at that, we dropped about 2,100 and some dairies, and most of them, the greater percentage of them, were 100 cows or less. But yet milk production only dropped 0.3%, tells us that we've got a lot to go on here. So we are just cautiously optimistic, but the long-term signals aren't good.
Well, now, did some of those herd reductions, CWT herd reductions, did that help any?
Well, it shows on those numbers that, you know, it took out some of the cows, but not enough to drop the milk production. That's, you know, CWT cannot keep up with the milk production if it doesn't go off. I mean, we took out a good number of cows nationwide, but yet it wasn't enough to keep up with the increasing milk production. Milk production just didn't drop like everybody thought it was going to. Plus, we know there's a greater supply of heifers out there becoming available.
And the number of dairies lost in Missouri is what, Dave?
Well, I know we've lost over 30 because those are the ones that sold out through CWT, cooperatives working together. But I know the loss of the number of dairies has been greater than that. In cow numbers, we've dropped 6,000 cows. And so we're down to 103,000. And the economic hit there, Julie, has been significant for our state because using the University of Wisconsin figures, the average dairy cow is worth about $14,000 in economic activity. So you take 14,000 times 6, $84 million hit to our economy. And that's everybody, you know, that touches dairy. The feed, the milk products that are made from the milk sheep the cow produces, the veterinary care, the hauling, the transportation, all the margins everybody has at the retail level and the processors. That's everything that cow generates. And it's been a significant economic hit to our state. And just reflective, though, of the terrible year we had in 2009. And like I said, the worst in 25 years, and maybe some say 40 years. So we're reeling from that and hoping that 2010 provides us a better opportunity to at least break even and make some money in dairy.
Well, what's the take-home message then for producers who are at these seminars looking for information, looking to, you know, for risk management ideas and information? What are they getting out of this?
Well, there's several things they could be looking at. You know, depending on who they market their milk with, there's programs out there on risk management that they can lock in a floor on their milk and be aware of some of those things, but not every entity allows that or has those programs, but some can do that. Looking at controlling their ration and their feed costs. Feed typically for dairy is about half of our input costs, and so a number of the speakers here today have talked about ways to control their ration costs, to look at alternatives, to look at the feedback they get from what they put in that ration as far as energy and protein. To develop to get the most bang for the buck and to get the most milk production, and so that's an area to look at. But as you look at several things, and then when you look at labor and ways you can do things better, and not only in providing a ration but taking care of those cows, so all of those things, there's so many things a dairyman can look at to help in his operation. So there is no silver bullet. There is no magic wand here to make these dairies profitable. They've got to be better managers. They've got to look at all these things and try and look at that bottom line in ways they can help not only save some costs, but maybe up their milk production so they got more to sell.
And this situation that we've been through and we're in now means that Missouri was a milk deficit state, which means we are more so?
Yes, that's for sure. Our population continues to ratchet up ever so slowly because of the city jobs and in the Branson area and development and all that. But as the population continues to ratchet up and our milk production, dairy industry is going the opposite direction, for sure we're going to import more milk. I have not computed the newest figure. The last figure I used was about 1.7 billion pounds of milk. And to envision that would be like backing tanker trucks in from downtown St. Louis, past Kansas City, out to Salina, Kansas. That's what 1.7 billion pounds of milk looks like on wheels. And so we're going to pay those additional costs here as consumers in Missouri because the transportation cost to bring that milk in here is significant. And as energy costs continue to rise, and I noticed gasoline just went up another dime a gallon here in the St. Louis area, we're now at $2.59, those energy costs get passed along the line to all our milk haulers and our processing plants to bring that milk in here and to the co-ops to supply the plants. So it's a double whammy to us. Not only do we lose the economic activity of the dairy cows, but we're going to pay more somewhere, somehow, in our milk price to bring that other half of the supply into this state from other states.
So if there's going to be a turnaround, you don't see it before this fall?
Well, that's what a lot of the experts are saying here. Joe Horner here at the university, I think he said June or July, but I've also read other economists are saying maybe it might be September. I just hope that we have good weather, that we have plenty of grass this summer. I would hate to think that we'd have a really dry summer here because a lot of our grass-based dairies and other folks that even graze a little bit with their commercial operation need good grass. That's a big part of their feed supply. And, of course, they're also very watchful of what commodity prices are doing for corn and beans. And looking at the figures here, we've got that 200 million pounds of cheese we need to use up, and we need milk production to slow down. But with the supply of heifers around, we don't see that milk production slowing down and seeing some indications it may be even starting to edge up. So we hope sooner than later things will turn around, but it may very well be the fall.